And one of the things I heard the Lord say, and this is for somebody, it's okay to praise the Lord. It's okay to praise the Lord. Now, the devil may tell you not to praise the Lord because he doesn't want God getting any praise. In fact, the Bible says that the devil, he is the one who wants praise instead of God. But it's okay to praise God. Then another thing that I heard was blow the lid off your praise. Blow the lid. See, many of you, the devil is sitting on your praise. And so I'm believing that today God is going to blow the lid off your praise so that you can be a blessing to others and so that you can be blessed. Amen. Look with me at a couple of scriptures as we're starting this morning. Look at Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. We'll just read a couple of verses here. Would you stand with me for this reading? Acts chapter 2. Just say that out loud. Blow the lid.
Blow the lid.
Off my praise.
Off my praise.
Come on. Uh-oh. Something's about to happen in here. Acts chapter 2, verse 46. It says, and they continually daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Notice the first part of verse 47, it says that they were praising God. Amen. You may be seated. Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a relationship with the one and only true living God. In other words, it is having a connection, a communication, having a relationship with the Creator himself. God is the one who wants every human being, regardless of what kind of religion you're in or what kind of culture you come from, God wants every human being to have a connection, a relationship with him. He created people because God made men and women to be his family. And not only did he make us to be his family, but he built us a house, a planet of our very own. God has a house in heaven. God has his palace, his throne is in heaven. But he created people to be his family, and he created a planet, a palace, a house for us. That's what this earth is. It is the palace that God created for his family to live on. But you know how the Bible tells us, how did we get in the mess that we're in? How did we get all of these troubles and problems that we have? Well, in Genesis chapter 3, it tells us that the devil, Satan, tempted people to rebel against God. And when we rebelled against God, we lost control of our house. When we rebelled against God, Satan actually took over this planet. And that's why you have racism. That's why you have murders. That's why you have robberies. That's why you have death. Because the devil has taken over your house. Now, in Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit came back into the world. In other words, before the devil took over the house, there was Adam, there was Eve, and there was the presence of God. And where God is, there's everything that you need. Adam and Eve didn't need anything because God was right there with them, and God was everything that they needed. But when Adam and Eve rebelled against God, when Adam and Eve said, we're not doing it God's way anymore, God, get out of here. When they put God out, isn't that something? When they put God out, then they began to have great need, great lack. But here in Acts chapter 2, the Bible says that the Spirit of God, the presence of God, came back into the world, came back to these people. They were all praying. They were all waiting. They were all ready for the presence. And God came back into the world, back into his house. And the Bible says that they were all there. And 3,000 people, when they heard that God was back, 3,000 people got saved. And they were all there together. And the Bible says they were praising God. You see, praise, when you have a relationship with God, let me say it this way. When you have a relationship with God, it starts with surrender. You can't have a relationship with God unless you surrender. Right? Because we're at war with God. The human race is at war with God. Not that God's at war. God did everything he did to bring peace between man and God. But humanity is still at war. The Bible says that the carnal mind is enmity or enemies against God. Human beings are fighting against God. Isn't that something? The one who created us, we're fighting against him. The one who loves us and built us this world. I mean, this is an amazing world. When you think about the world, it's made just for you. You have eyes that see color, so the world has fabulous colors. You can smell, and all these senses, so the world has fabulous senses. The world was made to match everything that would be pleasant to you. And yet we're at war. We're mad at God. We're at war with the Creator. We said, get out of our house. Well, when the Holy Ghost came back, when the Spirit of God came back because of what Jesus did, when Jesus sent the Holy Spirit back, then God came back into his house. And man began to praise God again. They began praising God. Now, look in the Psalms. Look at this psalm with me. Psalm 98. Look at this. Psalm 98. I believe that God's going to blow the lid off of your praise. The devil's going to get up off of your praise. Psalm 98, you ought to tell him, get up off of my praise. That's right, you ought to get him off of your praise. Psalm 98. I mean, you can let him sit there if you want to. You can let him sit on your praise if you want to. But I'm telling you, there's so much more when you're willing to praise God. God comes into your house. God comes into your house. Psalm 98. Are you there, Psalm 98? Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. Look at verse 4. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praises. Make a joyful noise, all the earth. Well, when the devil is sitting on your praise, he wants to sit on your praise so that you don't praise him. Because the devil doesn't want the earth making any praises to God, because the devil thinks the earth is still his house. He thinks that he can still run things. He thinks that he can still bring sickness and disease and racism and poverty on the house. But if we'll praise God, if someone would begin to praise God, if we could loose the praise, somebody say loose the praise. If we could loose the praise to God, then God could send the blessings to our house. Go to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. Look at verse 15. Hebrews chapter 13. Look at verse 15. By him, by Jesus, see, that's how you can have a relationship with God. You can only have a relationship with God through the one who has a relationship with God. Amen. See, you have to be introduced. Somebody say introduced. You have to be introduced to God through somebody who knows God. Well, Jesus is the only one who knew God, and so now through Jesus, he introduces you to God. He brings you in, he says, hey, Father, this is Aubrey. He's my partner. My name's Aubrey. I'm just using me for example. See. But he put your name in there. He's like, Father, this is Sally. Father, this is Jerry. Father, this is Betty. God has to be introduced to you through Jesus. The only way that you can come to God is through Jesus, because Jesus is the Son of God. And listen to this. When you come to God, when you have a relationship with God, you don't become God's servant. You become a child of God just like Jesus. In other words, Jesus gives you exactly the same relationship with God that he has. Oh my goodness, if you believe that, listen, let me say that again. When you have a relationship with God, when you come to God through Jesus, Jesus gives you exactly the same relationship, the same connection, the same kinship to God that he has. Oh my goodness. You're a son or a daughter just like Jesus. You're a child of God just like Jesus. God answers your prayers just like he answers Jesus. God is there for you just like he's there for Jesus. God is a father to you just like he's a father to Jesus. And what we've got to do, we've got to renew our minds so that we're no longer thinking like orphans. We're no longer thinking like slaves. We're no longer thinking like mere men. But we begin to think like children of the living God. We have a relationship. Somebody say, I have a relationship with God. That's about to blow the lid off of your praise. Hebrews chapter 13. Verse 15 says this, by him, talking about Jesus, by Jesus, therefore, let us offer, now watch this, the sacrifice of praise to God continually. Now, when you become a child of God, when you get saved, it's important that you allow the Holy Spirit to teach you God's ways. You got to see, that's why we said the only way to get saved is to surrender. You got to surrender. So when I surrender, I'm willing to change. I'm allowing God to change me. You'd be surprised how many folks go to church, but they're not willing to change. And see, but this is important, because you can't have a relationship with God unless you're willing to let God change you. That's what it means to have a relationship with God. It starts with surrender. God, change me. And one of the reasons that a lot of people, I just tell you, one of the reasons a lot of people don't change is because they really don't think they're wrong. They really think that their problems come from somebody else. If everybody else could get right, if everybody else would act right, then the world would be a better place. And so they go to church and they're like, you know what? If y'all could just be like me, I just thank God I'm not like y'all. If y'all could just be like me, everything would be all right. They think that they're pretty good. So they don't need to watch this word. This is a Bible word here. They don't need to repent. Now, the word repent simply means to change your mind. And until a person is willing to change their mind, they can be in church or not go to church. It really doesn't matter, because without changing your mind, you don't have a relationship with God. And until you change your mind, you can't get the ways of success. You can't get the ways of happiness. All of God's ways are the ways of happiness. And the way to get into God's ways is through that word, repent. Everybody say that word with me. Repent. Say it again. Repent. See, without repentance, without being willing to change, God can't make you. I like what the Bible says. He places my feet. He makes my feet like hinds' feet. That's deer's feet. And places me on my high places. That's what God wants to do. That's what it means to have a relationship with God. He wants to take you to some high places. But he can only do that if you allow him to change you. So here's what it says. Here's what it says. In Hebrews chapter 13. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Praise is one of those things that God wants to work into our lives. The world doesn't want to praise God, but when you get saved, you have a relationship with God, now praise comes from you. And praise, listen to this, praise is not just in your heart. Well, you got mighty quiet right there, okay. Because, you know, the devil will tell you that, you know, well, you're all right, you got to praise in your heart. Now listen. The Bible says, let all the earth praise him. Yeah. And then the Bible says, make a joyful noise. That'd be mighty quiet if it was all in our, you know what I'm saying, if it was just all in my heart. But notice what he says here. By him let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our what?
Lips.
The fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Now this is a key to your faith, and I hope everybody's getting a hold of this today. I hope you're going to just blow the devil off of your praise, because listen, your praise is the key to getting your prayers answered. The fruit of your lips, your praise, is the key to getting your prayers answered. Now watch this. Go over to Philippians real quickly. We're going to close this in just a minute. Philippians chapter 4, and look at verse 6. See, we're going to blow the lid off of your praise, and that's going to just cause depression to fly away. That's going to cause sorrow to fly away. That's going to cause suicidal thoughts to fly away. Look at verse 6, Philippians 4, 6. Be careful, that means worried, fretful, anxious, for nothing. How am I going to do that? But in everything, by prayer and supplication, now watch this, with what? With thanksgiving. See, a lot of us are praying, but we're praying with complaining. A lot of us are praying, but we're praying with murmuring. We're praying, but we're praying with whining. You ever heard, you know, have you ever whined when you're praying? Oh, God. You don't know how bad it is. But he didn't say pray when you're whining. He didn't say whine while you're praying. He didn't say murmur while you're praying. He didn't say complain while you're praying. See, a lot of people aren't getting their prayers answered because their prayers are really complaining to God. What did he say? I said a lot of people don't know how to pray because their prayers are just complaining to God. Notice what the Bible says. When we do it the Bible way, we get results. Be careful or worried or fretful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with what? With thanksgiving. The fruit of your lips. Giving thanks. When you pray, before you see an answer, before you hear an answer, before you get an answer, you give thanks while you're praying. You give thanks before you see an answer, before anything changes. Why? Because you believe God will do what he said. Giving thanks, giving thanks, giving thanks. Let your requests be made known unto God. So praise, it doesn't come automatically. It comes by decision. And it comes by practice. You got to decide to praise God. And you got to practice praising God. So that's why the Bible gives us so many. I mean, when you start reading your Bible, you say, wow, the Bible is just all about praising God. It say, praise the Lord, bless the Lord, magnify the Lord, exalt the Lord. You just, as you read the Bible, you say, wow. The Bible gives you all kinds of words to just begin to praise God in the middle of your circumstance, right in the middle of your situation. Because when you praise him in the middle of your circumstance, God can get in there and change your situation. That's why we were reading a couple weeks ago, we were reading the story of Paul and Silas, and they were in prison, and God, when they were in prison, in jail, they had been beaten, they began to praise God. And the Bible says that the prisoners heard them praising God. And when they did, there was a great earthquake, and their chains were loosed. Why? Because they blew the lid off of their praise right there in their situation, right there in their jail. They blew the lid off of their praise, and it blew the door off of the jail. Come on, let's bow our hearts. Come on, come on. God,